A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, August the 4th, 2023. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we are looking at the peace pledge signed today in Harare by Zimbabwean churches and political parties ahead of the general elections scheduled for August the 23rd. Despite repeated statements by the Zimbabwean president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, that he wants free and fair elections in the country, a top U.S. diplomat in Washington says what is happening on the ground suggests that a free and fair elections in the Southern African nation is in doubt. In an exclusive interview with VOA Zimbabwe Services, Blessing Zulu, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Molly Fee, says opposition political parties and citizens are being harassed and prevented from exercising their political freedoms. Fee says the U.S. has convened to actually go and monitor the elections in Zimbabwe. Let's hear what she had to say.
I would like to recall that the president of Zimbabwe, President Mnangagwa, has said repeatedly that he wants his country to hold free and fair elections. And we believe that would be the best path to promote peace and prosperity in Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, we have seen a fact pattern over recent months that suggests that a free and fair election is in doubt. And I can give you some examples of why we are concerned about that possibility.
If you may highlight your concerns.
Well, as you know, last month, new legislation called the Patriotic Act was adopted. And in fact, that legislation imposes restrictions on basic political freedoms agreed in Zimbabwe's constitution, in African Union protocols, and in UN protocols. And those include freedom of assembly that allows citizens and political parties to meet and prepare to engage in an election process. And it also includes restrictions on speech and expression, both by citizens, political parties, and journalists. So those are the types of actions that concern us. We've also seen opposition political parties and citizens actively harassed and prevented from exercising their political freedoms that should be guaranteed by those regimes that I've described, the regimes under the Zimbabwean constitution and as expressed by the African Union and the United Nations. So that's why we're concerned that the election won't achieve the standard highlighted by the president.
Talking to officials in Harare, they are saying that the U.S. actually has a similar law that penalizes those who commit acts that can be deemed to be treasonous to the state.
I don't think that's a fair comparison. We do have legislation that shares the same name, but the content of the law is very different. And I think they may be referring to a different law. In the United States, we take very seriously the freedoms of assembly, the freedoms of expression. We have had our own challenges, as you have seen in recent years, in terms of conducting our elections. But we have institutions, for example, primarily our judiciary, as well as congressional investigative action to check on our own election activities. Because as President Biden has said, he believes that democracy is the best form of government to unlock the potential of every human being to treat all equal before the law and to pave the way for stability that allows economic development.
But is there any communication about these concerns between Harare and Washington?
Yes, we have conveyed those concerns in our discussions with the government. We've also talked about them publicly. I would say we have welcomed the invitation of the government for observers to the election. We will be having an observer team from our embassy in Harare. And as well, it's my understanding that there'll be several international observers, for example, the Carter Center from the United States, as well as from the European Union and the African Union. And so we hope that those observers are able to conduct their traditional duties to ensure that on the day of the election that voters are able to reach the polls freely, they're not harassed, and that the electoral process is conducted in a way that reflects the actual vote.
Why is it important for Harare to have free and fair elections that are accepted by Zimbabweans and the international community?
Well, again, first, a free and fair election is what is expressed in the Constitution of Zimbabwe and what has been called for by the president. In our experience in the United States, in our assessment of global experience, the best path for peace and prosperity is through a democratic system that respects all communities in a country, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of religion, regardless of any other category, that everyone is treated equal and allowed to participate freely in defining the future of their country. When you have political stability that results from a system such as I've described, then you have an opportunity to have good economic growth. We know and appreciate and respect Zimbabwe's complicated political history in the 20th century, but we also know that Zimbabwe has a rich history of success. Enormous human talent, enormous natural resources. Zimbabwe has the potential to be a great leader in Southern Africa and indeed to be a great participant in global conversation. So that's what we would like to see for the people and country of Zimbabwe.
Let's turn to political violence in opposition. Citizens Coalition for Change supporter was killed in Harare, allegedly, by ruling ZANU-PF supporters. What is your take on the issue of political violence?
Well, obviously, I oppose political violence both in my own country and in Zimbabwe and in any other country. You cannot have a functioning, healthy democracy if people are intimidated by violence. I know we've seen examples earlier this year of political parties and citizens exercising their democratic rights, being detained, being beaten up by police forces. The example you've just described of vigilante forces by the political party, all of that is disturbing and should be unacceptable for a government and a society committed to a true, free and fair election.
But the ruling party is saying that Mr. Mnangagwa has been calling for peace and non-violence. Is it not enough?
Well, I think the example you just cited and the examples I have cited suggest that his rhetoric is not yet being translated into action, and we would urge the government to follow the rhetoric outlined by the president.
That there was the U.S. Secretary of State for African Affairs, Molly Fee, speaking with VOA Zimbabwe Services Blessing Zulu in Washington. The country's main churches and political parties signed today a peace pledge ahead of the general elections scheduled for August the 23rd. This comes a day after suspected ZANU-PF activist murdered a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change in Harare. The Zimbabwe Republic Police has issued a statement stating that they have made some arrests following the gruesome murder, which was caught on camera in videos circulating on social media. There have been other reported cases of political violence throughout the country, although no formal arrests have been made so far. Addressing participants at the peace pledge ceremony in Harare, the president of the Zimbabwe Heads of Christian Denominations, Bishop Neva Mparutsa, expressed concern over the death of the CCC member in Harare yesterday. Bishop Mparutsa said people should not tire from preaching about peace.
To speak to the political parties here present as well, to the Zimbabwean population, we are all God's children. The political jackets we wear should not make us view each other differently just because it's election time. We are first of all God's children, and we all are Zimbabweans. And we have an obligation and responsibility to each other's, to be each other's keeper, regardless of your political party. Let us not tire of preaching peace. The church is the light and the salt of our nation. Let us illuminate our country. Let us give flavor to our country. I therefore implore the political parties here present, and some who may not be here, I plead with our different candidates at the various stratas, let us not cause God's children to fight each other. You have a responsibility as a leader. Thank you, you can go ahead. So I plead with you, don't cause the population to fight each other. We can vote peacefully, it is possible. It is possible. Yes, we can vote peacefully. We have a life after elections. Soon after elections, elections are an event. But we have life after elections. Our political leaders have called for peace. We have all heard them calling for peace. I beseech you, as their followers and supporters, to heed this call for peace.
That there was Bishop Neva Muparutsa, the president of the Zimbabwe Heads of Christian Denomination in Harare today. Speaking on behalf of the ruling ZANU-PF party, Fortune Chasi said those who perpetrated violence on behalf of his party would be arrested and also heavily punished by his party.
Nasi ta saina parinotaura kuti isusu semusangano weZANU-PF takazvipira kuti tinge tichipinda musarudzo pasina kurova nekwevanhu kana kutukana kana kupwanywa kwezvinhu zvevaridzi. Uyu ndiwo mugariro watagara tiinawo. Ndozvati kutarisira kuti sekunyora kwataita ajekerere. Ndozvatoda kuti tione wese munhu anenge ari memba yeZANU-PF kuti ange achiita. Anezenge asina kuita izvozvo ngaazive kuti achasangana nemapurisa. Nyaya iyoyo achaipedzerana nemapurisa. Isu semusangano hatipindire nokuti munhu anenge aita zvake zvisingapindirani nemutemo wedu wepachi yedu.
Asi masaina izvinhasi asi pane zvakaitika nezuro apo bato renyu riri kupomerwa mhosva yekunge riri munyaya dzemhirizhonga yezvematongero wenyika. Munoti zvinazvo?
Chekutanga ndechekuti tine urombo zvikuru nekurasikirwa kwataitwa neupenyu semusangano. Zvakare semaZimbabweans hatitarisire kuti pange vachiitika mhirizhonga inotozosvika pakuti mumwe munhu ashayike. Tiri kupomerwa sekutaura kwamuri kuita. Mapurisa tiri kutarisira kuti vari kuongorora nyaya yacho. Wavanenge vawana ane mhosva hazvina basa kuti ndevebato ripi. Upenyu hwemunhu hwakakosha. Anenge awanikwa nemhosva, mapurisa ngavaite zvavanofanira kuita. Munhu aende kumakotsi. Isusu semusangano hatipindire kana munhu achinga atora mutemo auisa mumaoko make otora upenyu hwemumwe munhu. Asi chatinozoita kana iri memba yeZANU-PF tinozotora zvakare matanho kupati kwedu yekumadisciplinary measures.
That there was ZANU-PF official Fortune Chasi in Harare. Triple C official Ian Makone told Studio 7 reporter Godwin Mangunjika that his party is in mourning following the loss of one of its members to politically motivated violence, but is committed to peace and hopes that other parties will respect this pledge.
Saka pese pese panotaurwa zvinhu zvinerunyararo zvinotoona takamira tinotii padhuze. Asi hazvireve kuti zviri kuitika munyika munomu tinozvifarira. Zvinezvi takatsamwa ndochokwadi ichocho. tine mwana tinashe akaurawa nezuro tine champions edu vakasvika paroadblock yezano paine mapurisa anga ari 200 meters away zvakada nezvinhu zvinozitova kuodza chaizvo zvinotisamisa asi tofanwa tiziva kuti the bigger price yatinayo ndeipi bigger price yatinayo ndeyekuti sarudzo iri kuyai itumuri nyararo saka pane opportunity yese yese yokurudzira peace unotoona chinhu ndonyaya
saka munovimba here kuti vamwe venyu vachatedza zvamabvumirana izvi
ndo pari important ipa isusu zvatataura ndo zvatinenge asi tochimezva kuti vachigubhera nhasi uno ivo vemadzi chechi ndovatidaidza tichida kutoona kuti vanenge vachiita sei ivo vezanu pf vanoi ndo vari kukonzeresa zvose izvi da kuti toona kuti vachaita zvii asi imbira dzakoto ngationei zvinoswa.
That there was Triple C official Ian Makone in Harare. Stay tuned as we take a brief break. Please don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss about the call for peaceful elections, we are joined by Godfrey Kurawone of Triple C, Frank Guni of ZANU-PF, and we're still waiting for our guest Justina Mukoko of the Zimbabwe Peace Project. But for now, welcome to the program, gentlemen. I'll start with you, Mr. Kurawone. How is the feeling in the party following the murder of your member yesterday?
Thank you so much, my sister. Hello, Zimbabwe. As a party, we are mourning one of our fellow comrades who was committed to a new Zimbabwe, who was committed to a new democracy in Zimbabwe, who was committed to see a free Zimbabwe. But today, he is no longer with us because some people who think they own this country so it free that they can take his life. So as a party, we are mourning right now. My sister is so regrettable that Zimbabwe, that we all talk about as an independent country, just still has violence and people are not free to do whatever they want in a country that's supposed to be independent. So, in short, my sister, I can say that we are saddened as a party, and we are still mourning, and we even don't know what's going to happen in the next 3 weeks, up to the day of elections. So,
thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Kurawone. I'll switch over to you, Mr. Guni. Welcome on Skype. Your supporters are the ones that are being accused of killing the Triple C activist. What do you have to say about that?
Well, first and foremost, we want to express our condolences on the passing on of this young Zimbabwean. As you correctly say, it's an allegation that has not been proven in any competent court of law or by any law enforcing agency. As Zimbabweans, we do to the quality of life. So any loss of life, especially in circumstances like this, is quite regrettable. It's unnecessary, it's uncalled for, and it has to be condemned by any reasonable Zimbabwean. Insofar as the allegations that the perpetrators might have been members of our party, we leave that to law enforcement to investigate thoroughly, and whoever was responsible was found and must face the course of justice without any favor or without any fear in terms of enforcing the full wrath of the law. As ZANU-PF, if this person or this person responsible for the demise of this young man is a member for our party, we do stand by our word that the courts and the judicial system should take its course. ZANU-PF does not and will not sanction the beating up or killing of other citizens. Zimbabwe is a free country. Our president is on record. The party is on record saying we want free and fair elections. There is no need for violence. We want people to freely assemble and express themselves. Suffice it to say, we are hearing other theories. The young man might have passed on through other processes. We are hearing other theories, like, you know, some people are alleging that he might have been run over by a vehicle. We don't know what the truth is, but nonetheless, it's a loss of life, it's regrettable, and it's uncalled for, it's unnecessary, especially in our environment, where we want peaceful elections, where people of Zimbabwe are free to participate in the political discourse and choosing their own representatives without any whatsoever.
Thank you there, Mr. Guni. I'll switch over to you, Mr. Kurawone. Are you optimistic that elections will be free and fair following the peace pledge which was signed in Harare today?
Okay, Mr. Marvelous. Firstly, I would want to just give me 20 seconds to respond to the previous speaker. We don't need anyone to prove what happened because it's on the record, it's on camera. We saw ZANU-PF people attacking CCC people. So it's on camera. So for us to wait for the court to prove what we can see with our own eyes, it shows that my colleague is not sincere about maybe the condolences that he passed on. But anyway, I want to answer to the question you asked me. So I will start to speak on the freeness part of it. As you can see, one, people are being killed. Two, people are being attacked. Three, the CCC is not allowed to do these programs. So that one is a very clear indication that we won't have a free election. And the fairness part of it, if you go to ZEC right now, you realize that the number of polling stations which they gave us previously is different from the number of polling stations which they are saying they have right now. The number of voters which they gave us previously in the voters roll, which we have as a party right now, is different from the numbers in the voters roll which they purport to have right now. So you realize that there is no fairness in this election. So we as a party, we strongly feel that we won't have any free and fair election on 23 August.
So what are you going to do now that you have that kind of feeling?
The party will sit down and decide. The party will sit down and decide. The citizens will decide what they want. The citizens are the drivers of this movement. The citizens will decide what they want the party to do.
Thank you so much, Mr. Godfrey Kurawone of Triple C. We switch over to you via Skype, Mr. Frank Guni of ZANU-PF. We heard Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Molifi, saying President Mnangagwa's rhetoric on calling for peaceful election is not yet translated into action. What's your comment?
Well, I would like to start by what she also said is contained in our amendment to the Law and Codification Act of 2023. The Law and Codification Act does not in any way prohibit freedom of assembly nor freedom of speech. the import of the new law that the president just signed is to punish those who conspire to overthrow a democratically elected government in the Republic of Zimbabwe, or those who engage in treasonous acts, or who go and conspire with foreign agencies or countries to overthrow or undermine the sovereignty of the Republic of Zimbabwe. Nothing to do with freedom of assembly, nothing to do with freedom of speech. So I think
We're losing you there, Mr. Guni, your network. I think we're losing Mr. Guni there, so I'll switch over to you, Mr. Kurawone, posing you the same question that do you think that we heard the Assistant Secretary of State saying, you know, the U.S. will be sending observers to Zimbabwe. Will this help?
We have seen this from Robert Mugabe. This is not new. In the election of June 2008, Mugabe appeared on television and preached about peace, but goes a different way on the ground. People were butchered, people were murdered, people were dispersed, people disappeared. But Mugabe, on the next day, would appear on television and preach about peace. That's their culture. That's their way of doing things. They indicate right and turn left. What they do is what we call lip singing. They say this and do the different way. So,
if I may just come in there, Mr. Kurawone, we have a caller. So let me just take our caller quickly before I come back to you. Makadi, caller.
Makadi, to the mirage.
I want it. Wadi, tukuta uranani murikupi, caller. Tauraitins Gwemkoma, Murkuns, what Tineve, Zano PF Pano, Tineve Citizens Coalition for Change, Murkuns, Wairim Gango, Tauraitins.
Tete Mabulas, Iripora, as we can see right now through this election, our election is not free and fair right now. It's not free and fair. The ground is not level to everyone. It only doesn't pay issues on advantage.
Mkoma Andiso, unfortunately, atina nguva imwe tiri mudandaro sebora atina extra time. Coming back to you, Mr. Guni, if you're still on Skype, if you can please just give us your last word before I go to Mr. Kurawone to close us out.
As soon as the NPF, we are preaching peace and we are sure we're going to win these elections. In fact, and those who feel like the level playing field is not level, they are free to go to the courts. Those who think it's
thank
not
you,
fair,
thank
they are
you, thank
free
you,
to challenge it,
Mr.
and they are free to
thank you
get
so
out
much,
of the election.
Mr. Guni of ZANU PF. Let's go to you, Mr. Kurawone, your last word.
My last words are that if Mnangagwa didn't want people to contest him, why then did he call for elections? And to the Zimbabweans, I'll say, soldier on. Makati, I'm not sure. So, Tashika, Takushika, let's go and vote in our numbers.
Thank you so much. I would like to thank our guests and listeners. And signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mflanganya, who is saying us a very good night and a great weekend.